And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good? I don't know.
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatchers from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us, everybody. We're glad you could join us down here. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. This is where we are. This is what we do. And that's what we do every week. We are here to try to help bring everybody we can into the underground, into this beautiful place we call the underground. That's really where the world has escaped. All the critical and conscious and great thinkers have escaped this mainstream by tucking their heads in the underground and trying to bury their hearts down deep in there so they're not bombarded by the bullshit culture that we have to endure every fucking day in the society. And I understand that. But what we try to do on this show is we try to bridge those two gaps. Right, so we try to bridge those two worlds, and we do that by first and foremost inviting the best voices we can find in the underground, the people whose hearts are filled with passion about making the world the place that we all want to live in, the people who haven't been beaten down by this system day in and day out. And this week we are very lucky to have some of the best examples of that. I'm sure we're going to get to it by the end of the episode. But this week we have My Pizza, My World. They're on tour. They are ending their tour. That they've been on the road for a while now. They came up through New York City. My band All Torn Up had a chance to play with them. And I know Gray and Whitney and Jeff, because we were on tour with Days and Days last year with Leftover Crack, which All Torn Up, Days and Days, and Leftover Crack are going to be doing it again this June. So make sure you guys go get some tickets to that real soon. We're going to be traveling up the East Coast with... We start June 10th, I think, in Atlanta, and we end June 19th in New York City. Anyway, I got to know the Days and Days crew when we were on tour and became good friends with them and admire them a great deal. And here's what I think is special. We're going to get into this for the episode. We're going to hear a bunch of fucked up crazy stories. We're going to talk about some of the ideas in the mainstream that sort of pull us down and then how we fight against it. We're also going to obviously be talking about the underground side of everything and the wonderful music they create and the ideas they put into their music and the challenge it is to be an underground artist in the society. And really what that means, because I think My Pizza, My World really epitomizes a lot of this, right? And what I get from these folks, My Pizza, My World, and they're traveling with some other dear friends we're going to be talking about in the podcast, and also Days and Days, although they're not representing Days and Days here, they do have a distinct sound, and I think we're gonna hear a little bit of contrast in that today. But what I get from My Pizza, My World is that the creative process, the process of making our art, is really the process of our life. It's really how we live, right? So obviously, I'm a political musician. I make political music, and I aspire to like try to have this conscious political songs. But I think all songs are always political. So I'm just taking it in a particular direction. I don't think songs that don't necessarily have an explicit political content are like politic lists. And I think My Pizza, My World really captures that, because the songs they make really reflect their outlook on the world. It's super collective. They have this huge group of musicians that they travel with. They treat each other with such respect. They really look out for each other, and they engage in this struggle consciously in a lot of ways. And we're going to get to that through the episode, and Whitney's going to break it down in a big way. But the struggle to be a musician is really the struggle to live. It's about being creative. It's about not giving in to the system that wants us to be these cogs in this wheel that just turn this machine. And it's about breaking free of that and really finding yourself, knowing yourself, and letting that creativity loose and pushing forward. I know a lot of musicians out there are extremely creative, and I know a lot of musicians out there are writing incredibly poetic lyrics. And My Pizza, My World does that with the best of them. But what they do on top of that is that they struggle harder and keep together tighter than everybody else, I think, in my experience. And I think a lot of that has to do with Whitney, a lot of that has to do with Gray, a lot of that has to do with the people they have around them who just are unrelenting and just never give up. And even through the tough times, they stick together. And I think there's a lot to learn from them. Hopefully we're going to get to that through the episode. I know I want to hear what Whitney has to say about that. I want to hear what Gray has to say about that. I'm sure we're going to have some crazy stories from the rest of the folks throughout the episode on that front too. But also, you know, I think Whitney is a good example of how society really doesn't want us to participate in the creative process. And it's on different levels, right? It's for different levels for different people. But really, women are pushed to the back still. I mean, it's 2016. Women are just constantly being pushed out of the creative process. And there's a lot of ways that happens. There's a lot of little comments other musicians make, a lot of little comments people have to say about how someone looks as opposed to their talent or what they have to do in the band and things like that. And all those little comments that we make to our loved ones and to our friends and to the people we hate or whatever, they eat away at people. And Whitney, I think, is a great example of never letting those tiny little bullshit comments get to her. And in fact, through all of it, just pushing forward and making shit happen. And that's what a huge part of the creative process and a part of life that we all kind of ignore gets overlooked. Anyway, I'm really curious to hear what Whitney has to say about it. So I met up with these guys literally under the BQE, underneath a bridge in Brooklyn, on a fucking Monday night or something like that. I don't even know what night it was. Middle of the night, and we just got together on their school bus, and we started breaking it down. So I want to say huge shout-out to everybody in my pizza, my world. I want to say a huge shout-out to everyone they were on tour with. Nomad Mountain Outlaws was on tour with My Pizza, My World. They were also a big part of the interview that we did. They were hanging out in the bus with us and gave us some of their ideas, and I really appreciated their comments and their outlook. I want to say thank you to everybody involved in helping that show get set up, by the way. I want to say thank you to Sunnyvale, which is a brand new venue in Brooklyn, who helped us make sure that this show could happen on a Sunday afternoon with very short notice. Thank you, Sunnyvale. Everybody watch out for Sunnyvale in Brooklyn. They're doing some great stuff over there and super proud to have finally played a show there. I want to say thank you to Scenic Presents, who helped make that show run very smoothly. Andrew, who busted his ass and got out of the hospital to help make that show happen. So thank you, Andrew. Obviously, all my folks in All Torn Up and my friends in Out of System Transfer as well. All right, that's all the thank yous that for the show that we did here in Brooklyn with My Pizza, My World. I want to let everyone know that you can listen to this podcast every single week for free on our website, dispatchersfromtheunderground.com. You can also get us on Real Punk Radio at realpunkradio.com. They're doing incredible programming over there every single week. That's just the best of the best punk stuff you can find. So check that out. It's always free and streaming it all the time. We're on every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. I want to say thanks to everyone who's involved in the Dispatchers from the Underground Collective. We're going to be airing some of that great stuff coming up. I want to say thank you to G-Fresh for helping us with the website and for everybody who helps make Dispatches happen, and especially to everyone listening. Wouldn't do this show if it wasn't that people kept tuning in. So thank you all for listening to Dispatches, subscribing on iTunes, and spreading the word. We got no fucking advertising budget, people. So the more you spread it, the more people know. All right, well, let's get to it. We're going to play some tunes from My Pizza, My World, from Nomad Mountain Outlaws, and some other great bands. Hope maybe some Days and Days we'll throw in there, too. And we got a great interview. Huge thanks to My Pizza, My World. My dear friends, Gray and Whitney and Jeff, we're going to be on the road with Days and Days. June 10th to the 19th, you can come see us All Torn Up and Days and Days. And June 19th at Punk Island on Governor's Island, My Pizza, My World is going to be playing here in New York City. So that's June 19th right here in New York City on Governor's Island. My Pizza, My World. Listen to the episode and come see him for free on Governor's Island. So June 19th, see you then. All right, here's My Pizza, My World. Get down. It was torture to try to figure out which songs to put on this episode because I love so many of them, and I just didn't know. So the first things first, I wanted to take one off the most recent release from My Pizza, My World. I know they're going to Connecticut and they're going to be recording in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks, but this is the one that they were featuring on their own Bandcamp page, so I took that one because I couldn't decide myself. Here's The Folly, which is a Travis Tribble cover that they did off their album called The Folly, and it's My Pizza, My World. You can get it on their Bandcamp page at mypizzamyworld.bandcamp.com. Took it down. Thank you. We're doing an interview. This is it. It's happening. We're doing this right now. What's going on?
Good. Hey. MTV Jam.
Gray's got the mic. We are sitting in the most Oogle moment of history of the world. We are on a bus surrounded by dogs under a fucking bridge. Someone is rubbing perhaps their testicles, perhaps their feet. Perhaps it's them. What's up?
What up, Joey Steele?
I don't even know how to name everyone I'm sitting with, so we're going to pass the mic around as we do. We're with My Pizza, My World. Yeah. Gray's got the mic. He's going to control it. Whitney is standing next to him.
Whitney motherfucking Flynn.
Whitney, you can't speak unless you have the talking stick.
Whitney,
talking stick right there.
Talking stick, yeah. Whitney motherfucking Flynn.
I see you're not in the Oof crew yet, huh?
Oh!
You fucked up. We got Oof crew representing. Whoop whoop, motherfucker.
It left me out.
Okay.
Hatchets up. Fuck ICP. It's all about the Cottonmouth Kings.
I'm going to get it on my collarbone just to be better than everyone else because the Oof crew's pretty lame.
What's the Oof crew? What's the Oof crew? When I walked up to the bus, three people flashed gang signs at me and said, Oof crew? I said, I don't know. What's the Oof crew?
Joey Steele, it is this.
You don't know. I got nipples flashed. This is not a fucking television
Oof
show.
Oof crew is when you, feel so terrible about something someone just said, so you just go, oof, and you pull on your collar. You know, just that moment when someone makes you feel so uncomfortable.
We're going to do a bunch of that today, bro.
I feel like you're going through that right now.
There's a bunch of that going to happen.
I'm going to get it on my collarbone just so I can be better than all these fools.
No, don't say it again.
The first
whatever
rule
you do,
about
don't say it again.
Is you don't talk about Oof crew.
Listen, pass them. Gray, why don't you introduce to me all the people who are going to be speaking today?
Okay, so
Gray has got the mic. He's in charge.
Yo, I'm on the mic. Nobody can see.
No one can see, but you can point anyway because I can see.
Jeff Bell plays the gut bucket for us. Alistair
What's up,
plays the spoon.
What's up?
My Pizza, My World. Alistair plays the spoons.
You
gotta talk into the mic, homie.
Thank you, dog. I love you.
Trevor plays the washboard.
That's what I do for a living.
Logan plays the saw and the guitar.
Hell yeah.
Whitney plays the trumpet and the ukulele and the guitar and like everything else because she's badass.
Yeah. Hello.
I play the banjo. Aiden over here plays the mandolin with us right now. And we're on tour with this band called Nomad Mountain Outlaws from Colorado. Yeah. Jeff, Sevilla.
Hola.
Hi, Dallas from Alaska.
Aiden.
Oh, hey there.
Wait, we forgot Jeff Butler. No, Jeff Butler. I can't even see you. But Jeff Butler. But Jeff Butler is our violin player, and he's the sweetest person that's ever lived.
And I'm sitting here next to Honey, who will be featured in this episode as the dog of the year. Listen, the last time we did an interview, Megan was thrown up on top of a roof in proper Miami style. Is she really?
Yeah.
Someone get a mic there.
We love Megan. We love Megan so much.
But people messaged me after the last interview we did, and they're like, listen, that Days and Days interview you did was dizzying. I was confused and dizzied afterwards. So this interview is going to be structured and organized.
All right. Good. That's why I'm holding the mic.
Because that's how it should be. After we're done, you should be dizzy and confused. Be like, what the fuck did I just listen to?
I think that's the feel we need to go for. So let's keep up with that last interview. Okay.
I'm dying.
Listen.
We're all dying.
I want to know, because Jeff won't tell me, what's the difference between Days and Days and My Pizza, My World? I want Gray to answer that.
I want Gray's answer because I think Gray's
answer is going to be mean.
Yeah, Trevor's gonna go after me, but definitely it's a lot more folky.
You got super serious. I was looking for like a mean answer.
Oh, mean answer! About, yeah. I love both my bands. I mean, I put my
heart
and soul.
That's why I want a great answer. It
into everything that I do musically. Yeah. It's my story. It's my things.
Why start another band then? Why just not make Days and Days into something different?
Too many friends, for sure. Yeah. No friends, no just friends, family. All family.
You juggalo forever, for life. It's
okay,
a gathering right here.
Okay, that's your life. I'm going to go with...
Okay, I won't push... Together. Yeah, oof.
I mean,
oof.
It's just oof. A constant thing.
We got him doing it.
It's just keeping on the road and making music. whatever outlet that you have, and Disney isn't necessarily all together at the same time. And my pizza, we're really trying to make a community out of it, and like a collective effort, so all of our friends, like, music is an inclusive thing, and we want to make sure that all of our friends' stories and all of our friends' voices are heard, you know? It's cool that we get that outlet. Show our friends things. Fuck you.
This is why I can't give the mic away, because I know exactly what's going to happen here, Whitney. All right.
Yeah, my Pizza My World is more like we just started doing this thing where, like, we're going to, like, collectively do music with a lot of people and try to get everyone down on the same thing. Like, we're about to put out a new CD, and we're going to have one of Trevor's songs on it. We're going to have one of Logan's songs on it. We're going to have Whitney's songs on it, my songs on it. We're going to have one of Jeff Butler's songs on it. Andrew Hoskins, our guitar player on the last tour and the guy that recorded our first CD, he's going to have a song on it. And so we want to kind of just turn it into a big thing where everyone can get down and party and hang out. That's why we got a school bus.
I mean, we're sitting on the tour bus here of My Pizza, My World. Go ahead, Whitney, what?
Nomad Mountain Outlaws is on tour with us. And they are fucking shit.
Yeah, this is why you don't have a mic. This is why you don't have a mic, Whitney, because we're talking about your goddamn tour bus for a second. We're going to come to Nomad in a second. But we're sitting here on a gigantic... It's a school bus. It's legitimately a fucking school bus. People are like, oh, your tour bus. This is a fucking school bus, legitimately.
Yeah, it's our good friend Andrew bought it. We're trying to adopt it, but it's seafoam green. Seafoam green striped with a smoker's white.
And we have a moving carpet.
It's for real. It's seafoam green. That's a really good... You guys painted that color. Was that on purpose?
No, I think it was an athletics team's bus before this, and we bought it. I guess I don't know where Andrew got it from. Do you know, Gray?
Yeah, he got it from a church in Houston or some guy.
But it was...
The religious connection.
Right? No, it was a church bus.
I thought it was an athletics team.
You guys are keeping up the good Christian connection. That's great. That's great. Oh, yeah. Making Christian rock music. You guys are going to do really well.
We love Christ so much.
I've made that joke before, actually.
You know what's funny? Sorry. It's like, oof. We played this super weird folk show yesterday with this really intense folk band called All Torn Up. And like,
listen, don't talk about bad bands. Let's stay on the let's stay focused on the good stuff. But we're literally this is seriously community shit. You guys have this bus. Everyone is in this shit. It is packed with animals and you guys too and people.
How many people on this bus are?
Yeah, there's like 75 people on this bus. One, two, three, you're taking that community thing to like a whole other level. Is this, Whitney? I'm gonna ask you it.
14.
Because people. I know Gray's not gonna answer honestly, and I know Jeff is gonna fuck up. Is it stressful? Do you feel like it's more stressful to have a bus filled with folks on this tour, or like doing Days and Days stuff in general? Do you think which one's more stressful? I have an idea in my head why you're gonna answer that.
Okay.
I'm curious.
So
what
it's
you're
a weird. It's a different kind of stressful, like for sure.
If you're gonna hold a mic, Gray, hold it in her goddamn face for God's sake.
Thank you.
You fuck.
Yeah. It's a different kind of stressful. Hey guys, on this tour where we flail really hard, and we're like, okay, you go gas jug, you go fly a sign, we're going to go get water, we're going to get gas. Like, you have to, like, we got to figure it out. Like, I'm, like, massively organized.
I know. People don't know,
so,
but I know.
So I organize the humans to go, we build teams and accountability buddies to go do, like, missions. I'll be like, okay, you're going to go free food. This place, you're going to go fly a sign, you're going to gas jug, and then we're just going to sit here because we drove. So, but for Days and Days, like, I do the managing and booking for that, so that's a different kind of, I mean, I do that for my pizza, but it's way more lax. It's
yeah, you
it's
don't respond
sweet.
To either of my emails, so I don't know.
Because I ran out of data. Hey.
Every time, I want
hey,
this on the, I want
there,
this on the,
if anyone wants to pay me $45 a month to keep my phone on so Joey Steele can annoy the fuck out of me, you should do that. Last month, someone sold Polaroid pictures that they took of me at a show.
Someone
no, it was just of me.
Someone sold pictures.
And they sent me the money.
What?
And so
it
I paid my phone bill.
Sounds a little dirty.
It sounds extremely dirty.
And my grandma was all like, I'm going to sell your fucking... you're like... childhood pictures.
That girl was so upset when she thought someone stole those Polaroids.
Stole
she was,
oh,
she
man,
was very upset about that.
Listen, the other criticism I got for the Days and Days episode we did was that no one knew what the fuck we were talking about when we threw stories in. So I feel like we might get that again. Someone stole pictures of you and sold them to a magazine? Is that what you heard?
No, no.
That's what I heard. That's what I'm going to get back, notes from people.
Yeah, we should just start that rumor. People
no,
should.
This lady, like, took a bunch of pictures of my pizza, and, like, she's a really awesome photographer, and she took a bunch. What's her name?
Kristen.
Kristen. She took a bunch of pictures of us, and then she sold them to, like, benefit us, kind of. So she, like, posted on Facebook and sold all these pictures. And
paid
was, like,
for
really
my
nice,
phone bill.
And paid for her
Thank
phone
you,
bill.
Kristen.
So it was really nice of her.
Wow, that is.
She thought that someone had stolen the pictures, and she got pissed because she was like, oh shit, like I was gonna do this nice thing, and then she found him or something. I don't know, I don't even know the story.
Well, that was actually way more clear, Gray, so apparently you do know that story. That's great. Okay, but I mean, there's the fact that this is obviously a different collection of folks. You have a different vibe that you're going for, but the music is extremely different too from Days and Days.
Yeah, it's a lot more folk, you know, for sure. I guess Grayson wants to talk, so
I thought that was pretty good, actually. That's the right amount of rude, yeah. No. Great, talk about it. Because you croon on these motherfucking tunes. You croon on them. What are you guys singing about in these tunes? I want to know what these songs are about, because I couldn't get the gist of it the other day.
We sing lots of songs that sound...
Yeah, okay, I don't have $45. I heard it was $45 a month to buy the record. Is it $45 a month
yeah,
to buy the record?
Our record's $45 a month on
Bandcamp.
That's
tough, dude. Listen, great. What is different about these tunes, do you feel musically? Because there is a ton of difference going on in these tunes.
All of our songs sound sad, but they're not sad. We didn't really.
No, they do. They sound. There's a lot of emotion in these tunes.
They don't sound sad.
They do sound sad. There's like an emotional side to these songs.
A lot
it's
of
not
our
just
songs,
party tunes.
A lot of our songs are about like struggling with, you know, drug addictions and friendships and all these things. And just being on the road and.
One thing I really do like about this band is the fact that all of us are from pretty much completely different places. I'm from the Midwest. We have people from the East Coast. We have people from the South.
I heard you weren't from just the Midwest. You were from Canada or something.
I'm from Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, you're from North Dakota.
Oh yeah.
That's not Midwest, bro. That's like fucking frozen territory. That's like Yukon shit.
Yeah, like I said, I'm from Fargo, North Dakota, and I don't know. There's no, I don't get to do a lot of stuff like this where I'm from, and it's amazing to be able to go and like get on the school bus and like hear all these different kinds of music and all these different places we go. Like, there's different styles, you know, in different parts of the country, and it's really cool that we can get together and combine all these different styles of playing and make one big band out of it.
Is it? Do you think it's? Have you guys traveled with this many folks on a bus before? Or like in this condition? I mean, I know you guys have done vans. You guys can answer that too.
In the early days of Days and Days, we used to travel like this for sure.
This is crazy.
You know,
I can't get six motherfuckers to sit still in a goddamn van. Take it, bro.
You know, actually, how I met Days and Days, and then eventually got into My Pizza, My World, is that I got pulled off of a freight train in Clovis, New Mexico, and then we got dropped off in the middle of nowhere. And a brown van pulled by while I was hitchhiking, holding a sign that said, "What would Jesus do?" so that someone would pick me up. And the first person that I saw was Jeff over here. Well, you guys can't see. But what would Jerry do, man?
But I was hanging out the window and my dreads were like flying in the wind, and I saw these poor fucks with a WWJD sign. I was like, these guys don't believe in Jesus. They just need help. Like,
so the van door opens up and there is a
Wait,
bunch of
who had the fucking
I thought
van
that,
sign?
Me. Oh, I did. Trevor. Yeah, Trevor from Phoenix, Arizona.
You had the fucking sign?
Yeah, it was
Why
terrible.
Did you have that
I was
shit?
So desperate for somebody to give me a ride. I was out in the middle of the desert.
That is hilarious. It didn't work. No, Christian gave a fuck.
Well, of course no Christian gave a fuck.
The atheist fucking the atheist folk Christian drove by and were like, yeah.
So at first I thought they were hippies, but then when I seen that they had dread mullets, I realized that they were like-minded people. So we got in and we went to Albuquerque, right? We drank a bunch of wine together.
It was a really good time. And then, you know, throughout the years, I just ended up being in My Pizza, My World. Yeah, that's how I met Sully over here, too. And, you know, somehow throughout the days, you know, I ended up in My Pizza, My World. And but you asked if we'd ever, you know, traveled like this before in this big group of people. So we had a group called the Octoposse, which was Jesse from Days and Days, Whitney, Jeff. This guy, Wade, who's from San Antonio.
He's our old Washburn player before Megan joined.
Sounds lame.
No.
He's kind of a metalhead. He's awesome as hell.
Okay, he's cool.
Shout out to Wade. I love
so
you.
So then we had Sully, and then we had...
Also, when he got really, like, dirty, because he was, like, a pretty clean person, he just looked like a meth dealer.
So then we had this guy, Wade, and then we had this guy, Pierce, who has one eye. And then, yeah.
He had two eyes at the time. He could take care of
You can't hear in the background what Sully said. He had two eyes at the time, but he didn't take care of the one.
I told him, he's like, fuck it all, I'm gonna go off this train. I was like, fool, like,
fucking take care of your goddamn eyes.
Die.
Watch that eye, motherfucker. You watch out for your eye. It's some simple fucking advice from My Pizza, My World right there.
But
I told him two things. I was like, all right, two things are gonna happen if you fucking leave. You're gonna die, or something really horrible is gonna happen. And he came back and he was like, Whitney, I got one eye now. And I'm like, and I looked at him and I was just like, dude, I will punch the other eye out. What the fuck are you doing? You have pizza tattooed on your face now.
It's better than Green Day. It's better than Green Day.
I love you, Pierce. I love you with all my...
No, but so then, so you asked if we had been in a group of this many people. Basically, we had a Ram, a Dodge Ram. Prospector. Yeah, Dodge Prospector with eight people literally laying on top of each other for a whole entire tour. Just like literally.
So this
people.
Is like the limousine version of My Pizza, My World. This is like the luxury accommodations. You guys can fucking fit like a jacuzzi back there. Like,
yeah,
this is
exactly.
Wait, I don't know if they ever, like, I don't know if, like, anyone's ever traveled this many folks. Like, at one point on this tour, we had, like, 20 people and, like... 10 dogs or some shit like that. Dogs.
There's a lot of dogs in here. Yeah,
there's
two school buses.
Buses
on
there's
this tour.
Our school bus, which we can't decide on a name about, but then we got the High Holy. That's Nomad Mountain Outlaw school bus.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a school bus. It's big and blue. It runs on diesel fuel.
All right, what's the plan? What's the plan with My Pizza, My World? Before we get too deep in some crazy fucking stories, which we're going to go into in a second, I want to know the plan. What do you guys got planned going on? You guys almost done with this tour, huh?
Yeah, we got two shows left. We were playing Worcester, and then we're playing New London, Connecticut.
And what's the plan after this tour? What's going on? I'll give the mic to Whitney now. No, she's got the plan.
We're going to...
Grayson's got the plan.
We're
Holy
gonna,
fuck, yeah!
We're going to record our new CD, like, right when we get to Connecticut, and we're going to, like I was saying before, we're going to try to get, like, a collective of all the musicians in the band to, like, contribute to songs for it. We're going to put out that CD, and then after that, I don't know. We don't really have any plans. We might play a show in Canada, right?
There is zero possibility
we might
this
play
band
a show
getting
in Canada.
Across Canada. There's no chance this bus best. Gets over the Canadian border. I'm going to testify to that.
My friend is setting up a show in Montreal, on I think the 24th, maybe? 23rd, 24th, for My Pizza, My World.
I got to stop. I got to stop for 1 second. So, get down. I had not heard of this band before until I saw him live when we played with him at Sunnyvale. His song from a great band that I just learned about, Nomad Mountain Outlaws, they have great melodies in these tunes. What incredible vocals. They can just, I don't know if it's harmonized. I don't know if that's the word you use for this, but they just, their vocals just cut through so beautifully. I loved this band. So this is the first time I've listened to their CD. We're going to play it right here, right now. Here's Nomad Mountain Outlaw. This is a track off their More Guns Than God album. So check it out. Nomad Mountain Outlaw. Get down. Thank you.
When that red slope for Texas, party sign, sunny and mine, no chance of rain. She stares out the window, fat back tears, watches wasting his time in the fields. She knows that it won't be long, for the bank places a lien on the farm. Where that tractor keeps chugging, the dust rises high, creating the orange cloud in the sky.
I think a lot of bands out there aspire to this. I think a lot of bands out there, they want to make their trips and their music as much about community as they make it about their music. And no one does it like you guys are doing it. Not only just picking up dudes who are hanging out holding fucking Jesus signs, no offense to you, bro, but I would not have picked you up. Jeff is a better person than me.
Jeff did not pick him up.
He saw right through him.
I'm the one that picked him up.
But you guys were holding Jeff out the window. You were holding Jeff out the window, though. Who's holding Jeff out the window? So Jeff was the first one there. He's the winner.
I'm sure. Jeff gets all the credit.
He's the altruistic guy. Yeah.
You can't. I'm breaking my back over here.
None of these fucking faces that you make, none of the faces that you and Gray are making it on the podcast. You can make them all you want. They're not going to cover and make it on the show. This is a fucking podcast.
You know, anyone can do this.
No, they can't.
Wait, I have something to say.
Here's the thing. First of all, y'all are incredibly talented and creative people, right? And it takes a lot to like shrug off the bad, the fucking capitalist shit and plug into that and give up on the bullshit lives they have and fucking get down with this. It takes heart to push through those bad moments.
It takes heart, for sure. And
people don't have that heart out there.
And you got to figure out what's worth more. Like, every time I get scared, I just stop myself because, yeah, it might be terrifying to do what we do or do anything, like, at all. Like, you don't need money. You can get money. You can get food. You can get anything that you need. But you have to legitimately...
You can get hepatitis.
Want to go out there and go at any means to do it. You have to get out of your comfort zone to figure out. Like, at first, I've been traveling since I was like 17, you know, and I'm almost 26 now. And at first, it was not the most comfortable thing flying a sign. It wasn't the most comfortable thing. Like, I've never gone on tour with money. I've never. Like, hit the road and been like, oh, sweet. I have a full tank. Yeah. I have all the things that I need to say, like, or need to do. But you just go out there and you make it happen because it has to. If you actually give a shit, if you're actually massively passionate about what you do important, then it will become important.
And I see what you're saying. Anyone can do this, but it does. But you have to recognize that it takes commitment. I mean, you guys especially recognize it takes, and Gray and all of you guys.
Can you,
Whitney is without a doubt the reason why, like,
talking to the mic a little more.
There's a whole like genre of kids out here playing like folk punk music, and this girl, right, this little tiny girl right here, works her dick in the dirt to get shows, to get this motley crew of dirty bastards from one end of the fucking country to the other, and like we're all provided for, we all get along really well, we're all like, you know, we all have fun and do what we love, and it's all really like this girl needs, should have all.
That's
that
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck yeah, Whitney! Fuck yeah, Whitney!
I'm gonna cut all this shit out of the episode anyway. It doesn't matter, Whitney. All this is gonna get cut out anyway, so it's fine.
Oh my god, you better fuck
you better know.
You're gonna leave all of the parts where it's like, yeah, Whitney's kind of a bitch. And then the whole podcast is going to be like, wow, Whitney's pretty awful.
Whitney, do you remember talking to me last night about Whitney's music? Can you talk about that a little?
I just want to say one thing.
Please.
Really quickly. That would be fucking sweet.
Say it.
No, so you were talking about like us being on tour, and she was talking about like having no money, and you were saying about how it was really hard to do it. And like actually our last tour and this tour have been super amazing because at a lot of our shows, like, all of our music and all of our merch is all by donation. And for some reason, at, like, a lot of the shows on the past two tours, like, we made absolutely $0, but we never missed a show. We never showed up late to a show. You guys missed a show?
Oh, yeah. You guys missed a fucking Whitney show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was Ship Rock. Fuck
Nomads.
Shit.
Nomads missed
a
show.
I mean, don't. But never mind. Cut that out.
But
we made it to every show. Like, we had the gas jug, and we had the fucking Spanish, and we had the flail crew. So, like, you know, we stopping at gas stations for 2 hours, and we should be there for 10 minutes. But, like, it, like, actually, like, was super amazing that we did all this stuff on the budget that we had, which was $0, and we're in a bus that gets 7 miles to the gallon with fucking 20 kids. All the dogs are fed. All the people are fed. All the beer gets drank. All the fucking things we do.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, that anyone can do this. I understand, and I appreciate that, and I think that that's good to try to communicate that to folks. That it doesn't take any special, like, skill set to get this done, but it does take the fight through the pain that happens every day and then be like, you got to get there. You got to get there. You got to fucking
make
it happen.
You got to believe in it. You got to believe in the
uncomfortability
music.
Brings out the survivalist in anyone.
Everyone wants it.
Jeff, was that Jeff holding my hand?
Who no, it's Alistair. Alistair's the sweetest man that's ever lived. And you got to keep that. You got to keep that on the recordings.
The whole thing is like prioritizing.
And you got to believe that you're going to make it to the show.
What do you care about? What do you care about more? Do you care about eating? Or do you care about making music? Do you care about money, or do you care about playing a show and getting quarters? Like, and that's what it is. My whole thing is, like, I don't need shit. If I'm able to survive and I'm able to play my music and tell, like, you know, we've all been through some shit. And we've all, like, all of us have been gone through all of this massive amounts of hurt. And then we came together and we found this singular... Thank you so much. We found this singular goal in each other's lives that, like, 20 of us, out of all of our decisions in our entire life, we found each other.
Yeah.
We found, like, this awesome thing, and it's dope.
Get down. When all torn up last toured with Leftover Crack and Days and Days, there was this running intent. I don't think it was a joke. I think we actually were going to do this, but we just never got around to it. It just never seemed to happen. We were so busy on the tour, and we're always busy hanging out, so we just never got around to it, but we were going to stick and poke each other's bands on each other's bodies, and we just never got around to doing it. That's also not really my style, but I do love these bands. I'd be down to get these tattoos for sure. I love My Pizza, My World, and I love Days and Days very much, so maybe we'll be getting stick and pokes of these on the next tour in June. We'll see how that goes, but I thought that was a perfect timing to hear this tune right now. This song is off their Stick and Poke album, the Stick and Poke split that they did. So here's Siren from My Pizza, My World off the Stick and Poke split. Here it is. Get down. We'll be right back.
traumatized parts. But when she whispered my name, it was fine. I've no option running away. And I don't get discouraged like I used to. So I'll walk the beaches and I'll build me a raft. It's a graveyard of others who've tried. If you've got the strength, then it'll take the weight. Eat away your patience and torture your mind. My fingers have worn to the bone. So I'll take this rope and I'm going home. Gather all your weapons and get back to your family and say you'll be back so they don't think you're coming home. Like above the ocean, cut the shadows on the sand. The time you wonder how much of the you are to come.
Skylar just took a big ass drink of piss just now out of an orange juice bottle, and it was amazing.
Okay, mental note: not to drink the fucking orange juice on the bus.
Do not drink the orange juice. That's your Skylar from Skatopia.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Fucking, I got my OJ and my piss for the day. All right, listen, I want to talk for 5 minutes about some fucked up stories. All right, I want to talk some five minutes for some fucks. Where the fuck is Jeff at? Did he go to bed? Oh, all right, good. No, go to bed. Yeah, I want to talk shit about you while you're here. Jeff, I heard you had a bad day today.
I actually did not have a bad day today.
Well, then I don't want to hear your goddamn story if you didn't have a bad day.
I'll just go back to class. And
Jeff lost his. Jeff, you lost your bear today.
Yeah, I lost my bear. That's all I really wanted to say. Yeah, I was walking around, and I guess it fell out of my pocket, and it's a sad day. 5 years I've had that bear in my hand now. It's lost to New York City. But now it's lost to New York City, the city that I love besides Houston.
So.
Well, at least you can know that some parent is going to pick that thing up and call the police and say that this bear gave that child hepatitis. That'll at least get your bear back.
Probably not hepatitis. Hepatitis C.
See you later.
Could I tell a wake up and rage story?
Yeah, yeah, wake up and rage story.
So this is actually yesterday. Before the set, I'm sitting there jamming out to all these amazing bands that are playing, and I asked for a big drink of water, all torn up, yes. And I asked this fellow show attendant in the audience if I could have a drink of his water. Took a big old drink. It was definitely gin, and I took way more than I should have, but then I kept going. I ended up blacking out. Forcing myself to throw up in this handicapped bathroom for like 30 minutes because I'm like, I cannot black out right now. I'm like sitting there. No, that was after that. And I'm sitting there chugging water out of this sink and I'm forcing myself to throw up and I stumble out to the crowd area and come up to my accountability buddy here, Trevor, and fellow Oof crew member. And I had laid on him and I just looked at him like, ever I need to go to the bus. And he stumbles me to the bus, and I was mad drunk, man. And I passed out, and I'm laying on the ground, and I hear Maddie right here come inside from their set.
They
and
can't
and
see
I just,
her, dude. It's a fucking podcast.
This is a microphone. Well, she's over here. and I, as I get on, or as I hear her get on the bus, I'm just like, water. And someone hands me water, and I take this big drink of water, and it's actual water this time. And I just start throwing up out the bus for like 3 minutes, and I turn around, and I'm like, yo, did my pizza play yet? And they're like, hey, they're setting up now. So I grab my suspenders, and I've never ran so fucking fast, and I made the set, and I played the whole set. And came in perfectly. And I've never woke up and raged so hard before in my life. I've never worked so hard on an actual job. This is our life, and this is like, you know, we do this for a reason.
Tell you a story after this. I want to.
I heard that story three times already. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
I know. He fucking blacked out again today, and the day before, and the day before that. We love Logan with all of our hearts.
Tell it, Greg.
He doesn't remember.
Break it down.
This is a story about the first My Pizza tour. This is actually the first time I met Trevor. This is like the worst story ever.
Oh, when I gave you all that fucking moonshine, dude.
These stories are great.
It was our first My Pizza tour ever, and we did it in like a Toyota Corolla. We've obviously upgraded to a school bus by now. We did it in like a Toyota Corolla.
Soccer moms all around this country would be like, upgrading to a school
bus.
We had a
cat with us. It was just me, Jeff, and Whitney, and it was fucking sweet. Like, our first tour was actually really... Yeah, I said that. And then, Bonnie Cat. But then, so our first tour was really amazing. Like, we toured from Houston to L.A. and back, and, like, when we got to L.A., like, people were, like, singing our words, and, like,
nice.
I was like, man, this is our first tour. We toured for a week out here, and we're touring for a week back, and, like, it was nice to see that people were already, like, getting down on our music and stuff. But in Phoenix, Arizona, fucking... I woke up in Los Angeles and I started getting wasted. I was shucking in beers at 10 o'clock in the morning and I was just fucking getting shitty. And I bought a bunch of whipped cream on my food stamps. I was shucking beers in the car and Whitney was like, don't shotgun beers in the car. And I'm like staring her straight in the eyes. Drinking them, being
my
a fuckhead.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So fucked. Oof. And then so I pissed my pants like 10 minutes before we get to the show, like fully conscious.
This is life, Whitney.
Oh,
we are capturing life.
Like and on another...
I was sober this whole time.
Welcome to my pain.
And so, like, I pissed my pants.
Piss
like
your pants. We got
10
to
minutes
that
before we get to the fucking show, and, like, I'm like... But I was, like, fully conscious, and I was like, man, this is fucked. And for some reason, like... I mean, not for some reason. On our first tour, like, every show, people were buying us, like, mad pizza. There was, like... So I get to the show, and it's the first time I met Trevor, our washboard player, and he comes up to me, and he's like, man, you're fucking wasted. And I'm like, hell. And, like, so he's like, you want some moonshine? You want some pineapple moonshine? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, fuck yeah. I'm blackout. Of course I do. And I, like, I played, like, the worst set, like, ever that night. But...
I leave for 2 seconds, and then we have to talk about the rowdy.
It was the worst show I think we've ever played. And so,
and you
so
guys
like,
got like
so 70, like after so that, all I remember from that night is just like wandering around, and there was someone brought us like 30 dumpster Little Caesars pizzas, but no one actually ate any of it. It all just got scattered. We're under this bridge, and like nobody ate it.
We were under this bridge and no one ate it. I'm with you, Gray.
All right, sweet.
I'm with you.
So, I just like have like weird like flashes of just seeing pizza scattered all over the ground. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I don't know. It was fucking rowdy as shit. And then I woke up the next day and someone had filmed the entire show. And put it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, great, the worst fucking show I've ever played. And they were like, yeah, we filmed the whole thing, and it's on YouTube now forever.
That's awesome. What a good awful little, like, microcosm of what My Pizza
that
My World is.
That night was fucking great, dude.
Please, let's hear some Nomad stories.
Yeah, I'm Maddie. I'm a washboard player for Nomad Mountain Outlaws. And the first time I ever met Days and Days, I had them up at my boyfriend's house at the time, and there was this really, really, really drunk girl that was talking shit to Whitney. And she was all high shit, she was all fucked up, and I ended up smashing her face off their tour van, and that was like the first time I ever met Days and Days.
Not Whitney's face.
No,
because that could come off as Whitney's face.
No, I was defending Whitney. She's my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bestie. It was a great time.
Okay, I do want to talk a little bit about not busted faces or wasted times. But I was talking to Dallas last night about the importance of female presence in the punk and folk scene. Is it done? This would be the epitome of what my life is. Okay. Oh, women? Okay. Well, we're going to take the mic away for sure.
Trying to reboot that story. I'm like, you're talking about punks.
Yeah, I'm talking about punks. I'm talking about specifically women punks and how important it is that we are involved. Like, not just going to shows, but also booking. Emma Recker. That's her real name. Recker. I'm going to say Recker. Oh my God, shut up, dog. Stop being so cute. You know, she's massively inspiring. Booking, promoting, playing shows, even doing merch. How much... It's become such an insult being like a merch girl. But you're a part of the fucking crew. You're a part of the process. And having that being an insult is insulting on the punk scene. Like, the amount of times that I've been denied going into shows just because I'm a woman. Oh, what do you play the tambourine? I'm like, well, even if I fucking did.
I can't play a tambourine.
I can't either. But
it's
even
not easy. It's not easy.
Even if I did, it would matter.
How many times have you asked who you're fucking in a band?
How many times have I asked if I'm in a band? I don't have a dick, and I can barely play the fucking guitar. But you know what? Us ladies in the punk scene matter. And I was telling Dallas last night, I was like, you know, everything we say and everything we do, it's going to have an impact on the later generations of ladies. Because it fucking matters.
You have nothing to say about women punk.
You have a giant beard.
You're
fucking a guy in the band, especially you.
I'm just saying that every lady out there needs to recognize. Okay, shut the fuck up.
Why don't you just let the women talk?
Everything. Okay. Yeah. But seriously.
What I've seen from the back of the room.
Shut the fuck up. I don't give a shit. I am a feminist. And I will. You can suck my fat dick about it. Like. But we are important. You can look at past generations, and we are building a history of punk rock right here and right fucking now. And everything that we do and everything that we fucking say matters. So you have to be massively conscious about what you do and what you say. And being a strong-ass fucking lady sucks sometimes because people will put you down and try to make you be put in your fucking... Oh, make me a sandwich. Bitch, I already have a sandwich in my hand. Okay, that someone else made me. And I'm eating it. So you can go do the same, okay?
And it's a BLT.
And it's a BLT from Checkers. But straight the fuck up. It matters. And if any ladies out there... I got kicked out of choir, okay? And you can still do things even if people, if everyone tells you you can't, that should give you more incentive to just splurge all over their fucking face. All right,
a big part, one of the, people keep saying one of the reasons why you guys are killing it so hard is because you work as a community, and that's recognized and represented, as you guys were talking about before. And Whitney, you work your ass off. Y'all work your ass off. Everybody on this motherfucking bus busts their ass to make this thing work together, and it's something special. It's not normal. Skylar's fucking lazy. I heard that shit. But everyone else busts their ass to make this shit work out.
It's almost over.
We got like 30 seconds left. I just want to make sure that people know where they can get these tunes at. So where can they go to get My Pizza My World tunes?
Yeah, if you want My Pizza My World or Nomad Mountain Outlaws, we've been doing a fucking badass tour. And the first leg of our tour we did with another band called Radio Flyer from Houston, Texas, Andrew Hoskins, who played guitar and recorded our first album.
So Radio, first things first, where can they get My Pizza My World?
My Pizza My World at bandcamp.com.
My Pizza My World
mypizzamyworld.bandcamp.com. And then nomadmountainoutlaws.bandcamp.com. And then Radio Flyer, or Wagoneer, it's Wagoneer, Wagoneer.bandcamp.com.
All right, sweet. So thank you guys for fucking letting me on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Also, much love to you.
I want to also say one more thing about also all of our merch, My Pizza, My World merch, comes from there's a store called Patch Trash. What's that website called?
It's on Etsy.
It's a Patch.
I love you,
it's
Joey.
It's an Etsy store called Patch Trash. She makes all the merch for My Pizza, My World, and she makes dope punk band patches from like any punk band that you've ever heard, and she's incredible. She's from Portland, Oregon. And she runs her own screen printing business, and she's
fucking
incredible.
Thank you, Joey.
So if you ever want to get any merch or anything, you go there.
I really appreciate how much of an asshole you are, because I feel like I'm in the same company. So I love you to death. Thank you.
Thank you, Joey.
All right, right on. Thank you guys for fucking doing this. Let's fucking do it again. Real
Thanks
time.
Thanks for coming out
too.
To our grimy-ass school.
Oh, shit. We can announce it now, right? We can announce that Days and Days and All Torn Up are going to be touring together. We can say that now because this is going to be airing like the week later. So this is Days and Days and All Torn Up are going to be on the road again doing the same shit we're doing right now in June, June 10th to the 19th. We're going to be doing the East Coast. So come out and fucking see the Blue Bunny. Is that what it's called? What's this called? What's the bus called? The Blue Bunny?
Busty.
No,
the Busty?
Our bus, I think it's called either the Clubhouse or Out of Gas. I don't know.
Oh, we got to have blue in that motherfucker. It's got to be Seafoam Blue Bunny.
But the other bus is blue. This bus is fucking... This bus is Walmart Smoke Break White and Green.
Seafoam Green.
So we'll fucking do this again real soon. Awesome.
I'm going to get Joey still wasted.
I will fucking murder you, motherfuckers, if you spike some of my shit.
We're going to give you
that would be
My
fucked
Pizza
up.
My World tattoos on your face.
Yeah. Green Day. I'm hoping for Green Day.
And Nomad Mountain Outlaws going to Europe with Cousin Boneless of Pittsburgh the mid-April, or starts in May.
Sweet.
Hell yeah. Big shout out to Nomad Mountain Outlaws for coming on this tour with us. It's been fucking incredible, and we love these fools. They're amazing.
We're going
to
do it again real soon.
Yeah, we'll do it again for the rest of our lives. Our short, short lives.
Get down. Since All Torn Up is going to be touring with these folks, and since this is how I met them, I think this is it is appropriate for us to play a tune from the great Days and Days. So here's a tune from Days and Days. Check it out. Get down.
I wish we were leaving tomorrow, you'll say. I really can't blame you, cause I hate to stay in the same place too long. Swear it drives me insane. The smell of the air, the roads and the people become too familiar, no longer exciting to me. That's annoying, I just have to get away. It's killing you, it's killing me, so what to do? Jump in the car and drive away. We'll worry about gasoline later. We're broken down on Interstate 10 West. So I just cannot stand it here for any longer, and I fear that if I stay for one more day, I'll firebomb this fucking place, so I better go. So I don't want to go to jail, so that place fucking sucks. And what if when we get back to this town, everything is different? All those familiar places we once loved no longer exist. Well, at least I'll still have you, and you'll have me, and that's all we need. World. I just don't feel that we're still young after all those times we've been lost. Took over broken, fuck tomorrow, cheat and steal and beg and borrow, never even contemplate the cost. And we'll sing, whoa, 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 whoa. And what if when we get back to this town, everything is different? All those friendly faces fade off into the distance. Well, at least I'll still have you and you'll have me, and that's all we need.
All right, that's the end of the episode. I'm going to thank My Pizza, My World, and Nomad Mountain Outlaws for taking time out of their busy schedules to get down with us and talk through some of the stuff they've been going through and some of their ideas. I thought it was a really exciting conversation. Maybe a little bit chaotic or flailed a little bit, as they might say, but whatever. That's how it goes, man. I think that we captured the souls of those folks pretty well that night. And I hope you all dug it a little bit. And more importantly than digging it, I actually hope you got a little something out of it, because I think they had a lot to add to our perspectives and hopefully get our heads a little higher as we try to see straight in this fucked up world we live in. Anyway, thank you very much, Gray. Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you very much, Whitney. I love you all very, very much. And I'm super excited to be touring with you again in June. And I'm really excited to be having my Pizza My World on the Dispatchers from the Underground stage at Punk Island. You could see them June 19th right here in New York City. It's all free, all day, all ages. It's going to be 8 stages, almost 100 bands, all free on Governor's Island. It's going to be starting at 10 a.m. So make sure you get your behinds over there as quickly as you can. It's going to be a fantastic day, and my Pizza My World is going to be there. So know you're going to have a good time. Plus, we're going to have some special guests that day, and Ida from Columbia is going to be headlining our stage, and we're very happy to be having them. So make sure you get there and stick around all day. It's going to be a blast. June 19th, Governor's Island. Anyway, thank you all for getting down. You can always get Dispatchers from the Underground every single Wednesday at dispatchersfromtheunderground.com. Thanks to everyone who listens every single week. Thanks to everybody who's been promoting this and posting it and letting people know about Dispatches. My heart is all yours, so thank you very much. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Hope y'all dig it. Get down. I'm going to close this episode off with one of my own tunes. This is a little song we call Doomsday Visions. It's very short, very brief, and we're going to be playing it when we go on a tour with Days and Days. And I'm sure all the folks from My Pizza My World are going to be there. We're going to be on tour with Leftover Crack, Days and Days, June 10th through the 19th, going up the East Coast to the United States. So if you are free then and you can still get tickets, make sure you go try to get those. I'm sure they're going to sell out very quickly. But come out and see us. Come say hey. Check out All Torn Up. And if you know Dispatches, come holler at me. I'll give you some free shit. Yeah, we'll see you on the road. Here's All Torn Up with Doomsday Visions. Get down.